Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and last summer, the church where I'm pastor, Gardenside Christian Church, we did a series on the book of James, and just recently I came up on a book called Alignment, God's Will or Mine, and it is an in-depth study of the book of James. And joining us today from Alabama is Mariah Hagel. And Mariah, thanks for being with us here on Hope is Here.
Thank you for inviting me, Greg.
Well, got to ask you, what inspired you to write this book on the book of James?
Well, to be honest, the book of James, the Alignment book of James, is studies that I personally did with God. Every morning we'd get up and I'd pray and ask God what book he wanted me to go through, and he picked James. And so as we walked through it, I was going through a difficult time of a friend was walking away from how they grew up, a Bible study I was a part of completely obliterated, things were going on in our country, and I was really struggling with prayers, struggling with trying to make sense out of everything. And so as I walked through the book of James, God just began to teach me things in getting aligned with him, and that had to be my main focus in the midst of all the chaos that was going on in my life. And they touched me so much, I wanted to share them with other people who are walking through hard times or who are just wanting to grow deeper with God, because getting aligned with God, I believe, is a key to walking a better Christian life and to being able to weather those hard times a little bit better.
Well, I think we all can relate to those hard times, and this side of heaven, unfortunately, do have to go through those, but
sure.
I love that God wants to help us, though, and he wants to give us wisdom, and I love how you broke down the book of James really in depth, because you did 48 devotionals from that book, and you know, just trying to encourage and challenge people to align with Christ every day through scripture and stories in this book. And the thing I love about God's word is that he really likes to speak to his kids, doesn't he, Mariah?
Yes, he does. He really does. If we'll just ask or if we'll just listen.
Well, I love the second part of that, what you just shared there about the listening part. Sometimes I struggle with that. I'm good at giving my prayer requests, but I found out it's been amazing when I actually listen. Have you found that to be true as you went through this journey writing this book called Alignment on the Book of James?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very true.
I know somebody listening today maybe needs to, they're thinking, you know what, I need to listen to God, and I hope you'll take some time to do that in about 12 minutes. But as we continue here, I'd like to jump into this book. It was hard to narrow it down with these 48-day devotionals that you wrote, and you know, they're not real long, so it'd be just perfect to add to your morning routine, or if you had a break at work in the morning, 2 to 3 pages at most. But the first one I thought we might jump in and take a look at that I thought was, you know, really just important to me and for our listeners today. I love the title, Alignment, Where There Is No Answer. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And you base that off of James chapter 1:5 that I just read there. What were you trying to convey, Mariah, in this devotional?
Well, I found, especially through walking through my trials, that sometimes God doesn't seem to give an answer. And sometimes God is quiet, and he's testing you to see if you'll keep asking, or he's testing you to see how long you'll wait for him, because God wants to be loved just like we do, and he wants us to love him, he wants us to trust him, and that is a key part in getting aligned with God, is to trust God through that. So we start off day 3 with a story, because I grew up on a farm, or we called it a ranch, because we had many different types of animals, and one of the types of animals we had were goats. And this one particularly, she was my favorite goat. And she broke into the barn area where we would keep old bread that we weren't going to eat anymore, but it was perfectly fine for goats to consume. And it was their reward after we had milked them. But she broke into it and wouldn't wait. Because she did that, unfortunately, she passed away because she suffocated on the bread, the plastic that covered the bread. And that, I wanted to take a story of a farmyard story to be able to paint a picture of what happens when we don't wait for God. Because waiting for God with no answer is a very difficult place to be, especially when you're in a struggle and especially when you're like, Lord, I just need an answer. One way or t'other, it doesn't matter. I just need an answer. And so from there, we break into the day and we look at a couple of different biblical stories and a couple more stories through my life. One of the stories that we touch is Daniel, as he is praying in his room, asking God to give him understanding from a dream that he had. And God doesn't get the answer to him for 21 days. It says God sent the answer right away, but there was war in the heavenlies. And so it took 21 days for Gabriel to bring the message to Daniel because he had to wait for Michael to come back him up. And when we're in the midst of our struggle and the thing that God has us going through, sometimes we don't realize that there's a war in the heavenlies because our eyes are fixed on us. And we don't realize that God is sending an answer, but we just have to trust him and wait for it. And then one of the other stories I love, this was a friend of mine who was a teacher, and she was having a hard time going, okay, why does God even bother giving us a test? Isn't that mean? And the irony was that she was a teacher. And so I asked her, how do you know that your students have learned what you've taught them? And she just smiled at me and said, a test. And it's to try and get us to change our mindset when there is no answer, to try and get us to understand a little picture of the bigger picture, to know that God is still giving an answer, or maybe God is silent because he's testing you right now. And if we realize we are in a test, we'll perform better instead of going, why on earth is this happening, God? Why on earth are you not answering me when I'm asking you why this is happening? But we go, okay, Lord, you're testing me to see if I will continue to walk in the path that you have set before me. And I asked those same questions to my mom, and this is another one of the stories in day three. When I was getting constantly corrected and I was the oldest at home, and she said, because I have the least amount of time with you. And we get the idea that if God's silent or if God is making us walk through a hard time, that means he's either displeased with us or he's mad at us or we've done something wrong. And that's not always the case. Sometimes the case is simply, I've got the least amount of time with you, so I am pouring into you, because we seem to forget the Bible verse that says, the Lord corrects those who he loves. And sometimes this correction, again, is the no answer. So day three is really trying to give a picture of consequences when we aren't waiting, but to change the mindset and the point of view to go, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you with this. And to praise God for it in the application, because every day I try to end with an application so that it's not just learning a good thought, but it's putting it into practice. Because if we just hear it and we are not doers, as James says, then hearing it is pointless. So we have our application, and our application for day three is to praise God that we've been found worthy to go through a test. Because if we can praise him and if we can get our mindset and our hearts to the point of going, God, whatever you've given me, whether it's silence, whether it's a test, whether it is green grass and green fields, whatever it is good because you are good. And so we praise God and say, you have found us worthy to be tested to this next level. And that's not a normal place for me to be, but it is a place where we got to see in the Bible the disciples got to be there when they were beaten for their faith and they praised God that they were counted worthy to suffer. And so getting ourselves to that mindset of, thank you, God, that you see me as strong enough in you to grow. I implemented that during one of the seasons and one of the difficulties that I was going through. For some reason, God in his grace just changed my mindset to go, thank you, Lord, that you see me as old enough in you and strong enough in you to be taken to the next level. And if we look at it that way, it kind of lightens the burden of his silence a little bit.
Amen, amen. Such good stuff. We are talking with author Mariah Hago. She lives in Wetumpka, Alabama, and she's written a wonderful new book called Alignment, God's Will or Mine, and it's an in-depth study of the book of James, but it's broken down into 48 nuggets of wisdom for you, and I really think you would be encouraged and yet challenged as she shares scripture, stories from her life and others, and as you just heard her share, she has an application at the end of each chapter, so would encourage you to get a copy of Alignment, God's Will or Mine. Mariah, we've only got a little over 2 minutes left in this program. The good news is you're going to be back with us tomorrow. But let's just touch a little bit here on day 9, love God, love people. It's based off James chapter 1, verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. What were you trying to convey in this devotional on day 9?
I'll try and sum this one up a lot faster than day 3. It's basically getting our hearts humble, because God teaches his people through many different avenues. It can be through correction. He taught Balaam through the mouth of a donkey. He can certainly teach us through the wisdom of other people around us. And if we are not listening, then first off, we can't be kind to them if they're going through a struggle. But second off, we cannot learn. And if we are not allowing ourselves to learn, then we are not going to be in alignment with God no matter what.
Well, so true. And I'll tell you a part from me in this verse, and would like for you to elaborate on it. Talks about everybody be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, but that slow to speak. I can be guilty of sometimes, when somebody's talking to me and they say something, oh yeah, and I'm already thinking about how I'm going to answer them, and I really kind of check out, and I'm hearing them, but I'm not listening to them. Have you found that to be true in your life at times?
So many times. We did it in speech and debate. My sister and I did that in high school years and years ago. And I would want to check out from all the facts, but I had to be prepared to give an answer. Or I've done it in Bible studies before, unfortunately, where I see where they're going. I see that they're not quite on point, and I want to argue it. But if I would just wait a minute, then I would see how they're bringing it back to the correct point. I had a friend who did that with me. He'd go on a long span to get to his point, and I started to say something, and he just looked at me and he said, let me finish. And then when he finished, I didn't have anything to say because he was back on point. And so, yes, it is very important to be slow to speak and to hear the whole thing so that we can give a better answer and so that we can be gracious and love the other person enough to hear them.
I love that, and I love in Proverbs where it talks about, make sure you may hear a story, but make sure you hear both sides of the story, and there's always usually two sides to every story. But unfortunately, we're out of time, but the great news is that author Mariah Hago is going to be back with us again tomorrow as we're going to continue looking at her wonderful book called Alignment, God's Will or Mine. It's an in-depth study of the book of James, broken down into 48-day devotional, 2 to 3 pages. I know you'd really be blessed by it. I hope you'll pick up a copy. From Mariah Hago, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Did you know that Hope Is Here is also available on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter? You can find all of these at Hope Is Here Lex. Also, check out the daily 1 minute Cup of Hope, available on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, that helps you keep your cup hopeful. To find out more information, go to our website, www.hopeishere.today.org. That's www.hopeishere.today.org.